Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I'm a certified rehabilitation counselor. My goal is to help you realize that no matter what you have been through, you can rehab your life. I will be sharing stories of women who have overcome medical challenges just like myself. We will talk about medical trauma, setting SMART goals, holding each other accountable, and spiritual growth and development, and more. I'm looking forward to growing with you on this journey this year. And we will get started in just a few moments. This episode is brought to you by I Run On Oils. Owner Carolyn Todd is an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA oils. Have you been struggling with your mood, skin, or hair? Could you benefit from learning how to use oils to boost your immune system, strengthen your hair, and clear up your skin, and more? Try I Run On Oils. Speak to independent wellness advocate Carolyn Todd today. Check out their website. It's a bit.ly/I Run On Oils. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone. I'm a certified rehabilitation counselor, helping you guys to be able to set goals and reach those goals. Today, I have a guest. I'm so excited for this guest because we've been knowing each other for 30 plus years. Her name is Dorothea Welch, Gully Welch. And, or did I mess it up? I always get it backwards.
No.
But her name is Dot. Her name is Dot.
Welch Gully.
I always mess up your last name. I apologize. And so she is my guest today, and she is a little shy, guys. She's a little shy. So we're going to do it a little bit different today. Normally, I give the guests the floor and let them just tell their testimony, but she wants me to schmooze her a little bit, so I don't mind doing that. So, Dot, you know, your topic today is asthma, and I can just imagine the last few years that we have been through with COVID and the whole pandemic, that your asthma really has been on the forefront of your health for you. So let's start there. You know, when did you, have you always had asthma, or like, did it get worse over time? And like, what was your experience during COVID?
Okay. So I didn't always have asthma. Asthma is something that I developed later in the years. I actually was diagnosed probably 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. I had an issue. I couldn't understand why I couldn't catch my breath for anything. Like when I walked, when I ran, anything that exerted energy, I all of a sudden would become short of breath. Went ahead and went to the doctor, you know, because sometimes we never want to go. But I did end up going eventually and was diagnosed with asthma. So it was not something I grew up with. It was totally different for me. What's crazy is getting it as an adult is a little bit harder, I think, because we tend to think we should know how to breathe. We should know how to, you know, so it makes it that much harder when you can't breathe because you want to be able to do the same things over and over again and you can't. So when there's a breakout and you wake up out of your sleep and unable to breathe, you know, you immediately panic because you're like, I should be able to take a deep breath and I can't, you know. And even though kids probably feel that same type of panic, as an adult, you think of you're more consciously thinking about not being able to breathe. So then you're in like fight or flight. survival mode, really, basically.
Right.
So it's never a good ending, because whether I can get to my meds mm-hmm. in time or not, I still now have to come out of this anxious, I call it an anxiety coma, you know, because it just has you in a fear grip that kind of makes you feel like you can't breathe. Honestly, I was terrified during COVID, because people who don't even have a problem with breathing are dying. When COVID first began, I honestly believe that I had it before they were actually calling it COVID. I'll tell you, maybe about November, I had came back from a cruise and I was deathly ill. Like, I've been scared to be in an asthma attack, but not like this. This was different. Like, I felt like if I laid down that I wouldn't get back up. So I would sleep sitting up. I would sleep, you know, I would just be walking in my house back and forth, because I'm like, if I lay down, it's going to be the last time. At this time, I made an appointment and was like, okay, look, I can't breathe. There's no relief. I'm literally coughing like I had a smoker's cough. I'm taking 6 to 7 treatments a day. I'm that person that 1 in 1,000 that once you take that liquid albuterol, I get the muscle spasms. I'm literally having to take a muscle relaxer every time I take a asthma treatment. So I'm taking 8 treatments, 8 p.m., you know, muscle relaxers. I can't see because, like, I'm just sleepy the whole time.
Yeah.
But then the albuterol gives you, it's liquid, you know.
Energy. Like,
So I laugh all the time because it made me feel like I don't know if you've ever seen the Cat Williams when he was like, the little boy was dreaming about running because they had gave him and he was like, I'm just dreaming about running, because you literally, my mind is going 1,000 miles an hour, but I'm literally can't move. He like, oh wow. My God. And so it was a very scary time for me in COVID, and it made it worse for me because my son, he couldn't sleep because he's worried. And so his dad, you know, passed away in his sleep. So he's coming into my room, you know, like, mom, you know, what do we need to do? Do we, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to go to the hospital. The people that go to the hospital ain't coming home, you know? So I'm like, what do we need to do? What can we do? So COVID is still very scary for me. Like, when I go out, even still, I'm still one of the people that will grab a mask, you know, if it's too many people around. I really try to stay in my little corner, because it is different for me having to be that. But I will say that time in COVID brought me closer to God even still, because I look at how many people didn't make it through, and I did. And I have a pre-conditioned, you know, I am an asthmatic. So it is something that I deal with daily. And I was able to make it through a pandemic that actually affected your lungs. So I thank God daily I'm still here. And it's much better. But it also made me change some habits, you know, whereas you used to be like, oh, I'm just going to go here. I don't do any of those things anymore. And it kind of spoiled me as well, because now groceries can be delivered. I don't have to do none of that. I don't have to touch these carts.
Right.
You know, it's just.
Right.
It changed a lot for me, but I can say that I even work from home now. Working from home, because I can control my own environment, I haven't had many attacks and problems within this last year. Like, I've probably went to the doctor twice, whereas I was going to the doctor maybe 3 to 4 to maybe 6 to 7 times per year.
Wow. So yeah, that, you know, being able to control your environment is so important. And especially during COVID, where everything had to shut down, we had to learn new ways of doing things. And like you're saying, having the groceries delivered, and you can have almost anything delivered.
Yeah.
These days, groceries, alcohol, whatever you might want to have delivered to the house, they're going to bring it to you.
They will bring it to you.
Yeah, they really will. So you were saying that it allowed you to get closer to God. And so how so were you able to like incorporate God into your daily routine a little bit more? Because, you know, during COVID, we had a lot of downtime.
We had a lot of time to figure out,
what am I supposed to be doing? But yeah.
It's the bad part about that. It made me realize that I had the God on the go. So even though I was spending time, it was time in between. You know, I'm doing so much that it was the drive-by. You know, my prayer was, you know, getting in the car, praying on the way to work, praying on the way to a basketball game, trying to get somewhere, you know, where I had to be. Whereas now I actually was able to be intentional with my prayers, or intentional with my alone time and prayer time, where it was that quiet stillness. And it made me say, okay, God, can't nobody get me through this but you.
That's good. So what are your doctors saying in terms of, you know, having gone to the doctor less? Are your treatments working? You know, what's kind of an update from that perspective?
I guess I should have also started with how I was diagnosed. Is I do have a spot on my lungs. I had a spot. It hasn't grown, but it hasn't actually dissolved either. So because it's not moving, we haven't had to biopsy or do anything. So right now, for the last probably 4 years, we haven't done anything with it, and it's been working with the treatments.
Okay.
So because of that, here lately with the last time, they're able to even hear. Like, it was a time where there was nothing but fluid on my lungs, so you couldn't hear anything but the water gushing. It is now not like, you can actually hear my breathing. You can hear, you know, my heartbeat is strong. So I even have a lower dose of meds. I'm now only down to my Singulair that I take daily. And even now, still, I sometimes forget to take that. Whereas if I didn't take it before, I would be like heart, you know, like short of breath going from my room to the bathroom. And I have a one level wrench. I don't have that issue anymore. Forget sometimes, and then I have to take it at night. But for the most part, even my meds, it's so controlled right now, thank God, that I haven't even had to, like, do anything. It's almost scary, but I'm, like, praising God, because, like, just a year and a half ago, I felt like I was on my deathbed, you know, so it really is kind of leveling out, and it's like, okay, I'm starting to feel like myself. Like, before, I felt like I was just in a fog all the time because I was so doped up.
Yeah. Medicines in general can have us so feeling sluggish and like not like ourselves. And, you know, plus when you're dealing with COVID, there's the COVID fog. And then, like with me dealing with chemo, there's chemo fog. So you have all of these things that's impacting your cognitive, it impacts your vision. I mean, just all kinds of different things can happen when you're taking a lot of different medications.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad to hear that you are, you know, on less medication and that God has just been blessing you. So is there anything else that you would like to share about your testimony in general with having had asthma, having gone through the pandemic? And then after that, I'll ask you my 7 powerful questions.
Okay. The only thing that I can say is, I'm just really grateful to be able to have survived a disease that actually affects breathing and lungs and your inner organs the way COVID did, because even prior to COVID, like I said, not, you know, being in different environments, I was always, and I'm sure that you've probably had to be on prednisone or whatever, which immediately takes That's away steroid. Your immune. Yeah, it takes away your immune system. So anything, you could catch anything. And so I honestly have not been on prednisone for over a year now. Like, I haven't had to take any.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm building my immune system back up. You know, I take the zinc, I take the, you know, vitamins, and try to make sure that, you know, I am taking a multivitamin and things like that to be able to rebuild and reset my immune system now that I've been given a chance to not have to take the steroid, right. You know, which is,
and you know, the steroid can affect you, your teeth, it can affect your bones, it can really affect a lot of body parts.
Yeah. And I you know, I call it the,
how long were you on?
Whew. I can probably say that I was on steroids probably constantly for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it deteriorates your bone structure and everything. So it's important, definitely, to be able to rebuild. So,
most, you know, definitely.
That's a good thing. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So my first question, I always ask, are you a spiritual person? And I believe you've already answered that. But I want you to elaborate a little bit, because not everybody is, you know, not everybody that I interview. Right. Some people go, oh, I'm religious. And some people say they're spiritual. So, you know, what do you consider yourself, your relationship with Christ?
I laugh about a question like that, you know, because I grew up in church, probably born and raised, you know, as people say. And, you hear people say, oh, they're a church girl or whatever. I didn't become spiritual probably until my 30s. I was brought up in church, so church was what I thought I knew. Until you actually live life and that is your only source, is when you begin an actual relationship with him. So I will say I'm spiritual now. I was a religious girl prior, if that makes sense.
Okay. I like that. That does. Because a lot of times when it's religion, we're just doing things that we were told to do. We didn't have our own one-on-one relationship. And the Bible talks about a day of trouble. And so everybody has a day of trouble where the Lord calls unto them. And it depends on how you answer. Yep. And so when you start to build that relationship, then you can become spiritual and have that one-on-one relationship with him. So yeah, I agree with everything that you said.
Yeah.
So and question number two.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh no, go ahead. What were you about to say?
Oh, I was just gonna say, I used to didn't understand when your grandparents or whatever, be like, you got to know God for yourself. We can't pray for you all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that now. I knew that they carried us for so long, but then I had to learn how to pray for myself.
Definitely. So question number two, what have you learned about yourself while going through your challenges?
That I'm a crybaby. I am not tough. I honestly found my sensitivity. I used to. Well, I'm not even gonna say used to. I was a pretty hard person. I felt like I was on guard all the time. And I have to depend on people now or not as much as of late. But for the most part, there was no room for me to be hard in this situation. It was I needed somebody, I wasn't able to be the strong person that I portrayed to be.
Interesting. I've never had anybody answer in that way. So question number three, how have you experienced the grace of God during this season?
I would definitely have to say I've always considered myself the person to go to versus me going to someone. And God has really placed some special people in my life that it wasn't just about what I was given, that they were able to give back to me as well. And he brought other people in that I would have never even considered. If that makes sense. So he enlarged my circle. Because like I said, when you're going through an illness, it's not just about you anymore, and it's not about I can do it myself. You know what I'm saying? Because you really can't. There was times where I couldn't drive. There's times where I can't even get out of the bed almost. So I had to depend on somebody. I had to trust in others and trust that God was putting the right people in place to be able for me to be able to open up.
Wow, that's good. That's good. So question number four. I'm sure familiar with the fruit of the spirit, but I'm going to list them from my version of the Bible. It is faithfulness, self-control, patience, goodness, gentleness, joy, kindness, peace, and love. And so in what ways do you see evidence of the fruit of the spirit in your life?
I definitely had to do patient. You don't get to rush anymore. I am a big, let's go, let's get it done. I can't do that a lot of times. Even when I'm out enjoying my family, they have to slow down a bit because I can't move as fast. So patience is big in our in this season. Love is big in this season. That's always a good thing to have anyway, but love is also something that is very evident that I know it sounds crazy. I felt like I exude love, but I never really stopped to realize how many people love me as well. So that was different for me.
Good.
So that's a new season for me, is being able to stop and, you know, they tell us all the time, stop and smell the roses. Instead of, you know, I'm learning how to stop and realize that, oh, she really does care about me. Or, oh, he really does care, you know, and not always me pouring out. I was able to be the recipient of being poured into as well. So I would have to say that faith is always a part, because I have to have faith in order to even make it through the season. So it's always evident. I think those are the main ones right now that God is like really showing me in this season.
Okay. So question number five, what kinds of support did you receive from family and friends throughout your challenges? And the reason that I ask this question is a lot of times people want to help and they don't know what they can do. So I like for people to give tangible ideas and resources of how they received help from family and friends.
For me, like my kids probably they'll laugh. They are my gophers. they do every errand that I need. So I text them all the time, you know, none of them live at home anymore. So I text them all the time, you know, hey, what you got going on today? I still need this, this, and this. So,
right.
Being able to have someone to run errands for you, because it does get expensive delivering everything. So if you have somebody that takes the extra time to say, hey, what do you need today? Another big thing for me was just coming over to be a support, not saying nothing, not trying to do anything. I know a lot of times we immediately think, oh, we come over, we gonna rub your back, rub your feet, you know, clean up your house, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just needed somebody to come sit down and let me know that they were there. I just need you to be.
Yeah, just
not say nothing. I don't need
just
you
watch
to
TV,
ask me.
Doing whatever I'm doing.
Yep, just be. I just needed a be. And that is probably one of the biggest things that many people overlook, because we're a busy people. So we automatically assume that we want something done, but sometimes you just need it, that extra person to be there that shows you that you can make it through.
Yeah, definitely. That was big. Definitely. Like I had a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. She was like, "What do you need me to do?" And I said, "You know what? Honestly, come help me hang up my clothes and put them in my closet." Because I had baskets full of clothes just in the way. And we just sat there and talked, and she was hanging stuff, I'm hanging stuff, and we just got it put up in the closet. But how many people can you really trust to, you know, come into your bedroom and help you with your piles of clothes? And she's a new friend that I made. And so that was such a blessing to me, because it helped me start my work week much better. I didn't have those two baskets of clothes in my way, you know? Yeah. And so it's just some of those small things makes the biggest difference.
Yeah. And another thing
any other suggestions? Yeah.
Another thing for me was, as a person that's single by myself, I make all the decisions all the time. Your mom, you make most of the decisions. Somebody to just say, "Did you eat today?" Not ask me what I want. Not ask me where that, you know, "Hey, okay, you didn't eat. I'm dropping this off. I cooked today. I'm finna bring you a plate."
Yeah.
So you don't have to think about that stuff. That was a big thing for me, you know, not having to make a decision, you know, or don't worry about going to the game. Because during COVID, you know, it was me and my son. He was a senior at the time, but being able to somebody to say, "Hey, I cooked today. I'll bring you and DJ something, because I know you don't feel good." So that was a blessing to me, for somebody to be able to step in and just, you know, help him, because I couldn't.
Yeah, definitely. All right, question number 6. Do you have any words of wisdom for someone who may be going through something similar?
I would have to say, trust the process. Our process is not God's process. So what we see and what we feel is not the end result. And that was a big lesson for me. I wanted something, as what I say is our microwave. I needed to be fixed and done so I can move on. But that wasn't God's plan for me. So I definitely would have to say, you have to trust God's process and not your own.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Trust the process. So last question, and we are at about 30 minutes. So you did have about 30 minutes worth of talk in you, man. Question number 7 is, how do you plan to use what you've been through to encourage someone else? And I know you have a podcast, so please share with me about your podcast and how and what you're, you know, using what you've been through.
So I do have a podcast called Free Me Podcast. We do, we are on Facebook. I have a Free Me podcast.com. It's in the process of being up and running. We are on Apple and Anchor and Spotify right now. But my podcast is really geared toward women who just want to be free from illness, free from different generational curses and things that we just want to help everybody move into a better life as a person, as a human, as a woman. So that's my goal. I talk about illness quite a bit because it is a distraction. It is a hindrance sometimes with things that I want to do. So I do, I'm always open to talk. I'm always open. I like to show my face a lot. When I'm out, I'm full of smiles. Because I want to be inviting to be able to tell somebody that I don't look like what I've been through. So because I have a smile on my face, most people don't realize the battle I have health-wise. And so it's often, you know, kind of thrown on a back burner because you don't have to look like you're struggling. You don't have to look like you're sick. You know, it's okay. And if you do, again, it's not a knock on anybody, but my goal is to say, you know,
but we're wanting you to be better. Yeah, we're wanting you to be better.
I'm struggling too, but mm-hmm. I just want to make it look a little, make it look a little bit easier for somebody else. That if I can do it, somebody else can too.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to my podcast and sharing information. Give the web address for your podcast again.
It is Freeing Me Podcast, and that's FreeMePodcast.com.
FreeingMePodcast.com. Check it out, guys. Thank you much again, Dot, for joining me. Hopefully one day I will also, I know we were trying to get scheduled onto the podcast as well. Hopefully we'll be able to do some things.
Yes, we are going to get that scheduled pretty soon.
Yes. And next time I'm in Peoria, I will definitely look you up and maybe we can do brunch or something or just stop by the house and just be.
Yes, I would love that.
So thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Is there anything else that you would like to say to the audience before we end? You are more than welcome.
No, ma'am. I don't have
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay, so...
Yay!
This episode is brought to you by Renew You Body Butters. Renew your skin, renew your life. Renew You Body Butters is a handcrafted luxury skincare brand that seeks to heal you and your loved ones, one application at a time. So if you suffer from eczema or other skin conditions, try Renew You Body Butters. And just for Rehab Your Life listeners, there is a special code, RENEWU20, for 20% off your order, and you get free shipping on orders over $99. Go to RENEWUBODYBUTTERS.com. This episode is brought to you by my books, Lose to Win and Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. They are both available on Amazon.com, and please consider switching over to smile.amazon.com and add Rehab Your Life as your nonprofit of choice that you would like to support in 2023. That's one way that you can support the organization with your everyday shopping. That is smile.amazon.com and add Rehab Your Life as your nonprofit. Thank you in advance.
Thank you for tuning in for our very first episode of the new year. Be on the lookout for our upcoming events, and we hope to see you back again soon. Talk to you guys later.